Introducing Collide Goss, a podcast about two immature best friends who run a few businesses together and live for the goss and the margies. Join us as we goss about our lives, our work, and our friends, anonymously, of course.
Can you look me dead in my eyes right now, Fruits?
Yeah.
And tell me that you were literally like, this is classic you, Ned. You didn't pull up the doona. Like, make the bed.
Maybe a bit more, tiny bit angry.
Yeah,
that.
It stinks of the
like bit, a little bit more anger. Yeah, a little bit, maybe more.
Hello, everyone. Welcome back to the potty. We are recording today in the house. Jarch, I'm going to have to ask
Stefan Jarchi's house.
Put that back down because it makes a lot of noise.
What? I can't just talk like this.
You can, but it as long
can
as the
microphone.
Can
you hear anything now?
No, not now. Yeah. You just can't move your hand.
Done.
He's a professional podcaster, okay?
Do you love me? And
say
do you
it.
Still want to marry me? Because I'm feeling odd vibes from
you
today.
Do you say I love you?
Yeah.
Even I love you, guy.
Yeah, but she just says it so fucking much. She says it so much that it means nothing anymore.
Oh, wow. That is just...
It loses meaning. We've had this chat before.
We have, dude.
Yeah.
Okay. Loses, thanks, guys.
Like
loses meaning.
How? Okay. When do
she
you say
She asks me
it?
That 30 times a day and then say it 40 times a day. I'm like, dude...
You know what? I think I'm like that though, a bit with Eddie. Mm. I'm always screaming out like, I do it because it's weird. It's just the thing I get obsessed with saying it. Do you love me?
Yeah, I think all girls do it.
I like have a real, it's just a switch I can't turn off.
Yeah.
And he goes, you fuck. And then he won't reply. And I'm like, Ned. And he's like, what the fuck? I don't reply because I know it's a stupid question.
This is why we die younger.
Yeah.
True. Here we go.
Stress.
I know, but I do.
You stress us into an early grave where we eventually have a cardiac arrest of some kind or a series of strokes because you've just been squealing at us for the last 45 years.
That's perfect.
Asking us stupid questions.
Perfect for us.
I'm getting my tits out.
Because we can go live our best lives and go on like road trips and like go traveling to Europe.
Correct.
Yeah, without you.
All on the money that I didn't get to spend because I died early.
With your podcast money.
Yeah, with
thank
my
you
money.
Very much.
Yeah, that's a pleasure.
Okay, so a couple housekeeping things for today's episode. Number one, we're not in the studio, so the sound isn't going to be great. I've told Ella not to move her head, but I don't know how that's going to go. And we've got Jarch joining us for...
Briefly.
For 5 to 10 minutes.
Correct.
I've
got an appointment at 3. It's now 2:46.
Ooh, where are you going?
Up to the new ice spa sauna joint in Bondi Junction.
The new one. Guy's invested in it and Jarch is like a spokesperson.
Tell me more.
It looks
that's
lit.
That's this hat.
Yeah, I liked the hat. I was like, energy.
So it's like anytime fitness for like fucking your well-being.
Oh.
So like you get saunas, ice baths, I think cryo, I'm not sure, but like
whatever.
Yeah. A bunch of different facilities and you pay like $24 or $25 a week.
Shit, that's pretty good.
So it's like, and it's unlimited.
Okay.
You know what I mean? Yeah. So it's like a gym.
Have you tried it?
I'm the first
this is
time
your
today.
First, yeah.
Yep.
Steph, that sounds right up your alley.
I know. I'm jealous. I'm not coming. I didn't get invited.
No, you didn't. No. This will be maybe
alone time.
Yeah, a bit of a sanctuary. Yeah.
I will say that when you were drunk on the weekend, you said that like you've got that I will be able to come
you will
with
be
you
able
all
to come.
The time.
You will.
Tum. All the time.
Of the time.
So you were being nice on the weekend to Steph when you're drunk because I had the opposite with Eddie for a bit.
No.
What did you have?
Yeah, we were okay.
Let's
start with your fight with Eddie this morning and get some male feedback.
Oh, yeah. But again, like two sides to every story, get that. But I feel like I was not in the wrong. I woke up.
Okay, this will be interesting.
I woke up. We were going on a run. And I was walking downstairs and Eddie does this thing where he's obsessed with vacuuming the house. I get that. You can have the Dyson. That's your thing.
Mm.
But like I do feel like I clean. He's a deep cleaner. I'm a tidier.
Yep.
And then I noticed every morning like he just like pulls the covers up on the bed and I usually make the bed, but I'm like, I just made a comment like, Ned, like you always just pull like the doona up. You never make the bed. And he made out like I was screaming at him and ruined his morning because it was really scat of me to say that. And how dare I say that? Because he vacuums a house and that's one thing I can fucking do. And then we got into this huge blue. It went on for like, I kid you not, like 30 minutes. Him being like, you went down the stairs going, fucking Ned, you make the fucking bed. And I'm like, I do not talk like that. I did not do that. And then he was like, you did. Like, it's a really scat energy to wake up for you to start fucking whining. And I was like, definitely wasn't whining. It was very cash. And then it just went on. And then he walked off. We weren't even going to run together. Then we made up. I just said this is ridiculous behavior right now. But it could be Eddie just being sensitive.
Look, there's probably an element of him after a few schooners yesterday.
That's what I thought.
Footy being sensitive. There's also an element of the first thing on a Monday morning. Let's ease into this day
okay.
without.
So I should shut my mouth in the morning.
So there are some moments. Well, just like there are some moments where you're like, you could probably have just left that.
I know, and I feel like, yeah, I get that point, and I feel bad Eddie's not here to argue his point of view. So it's just kind of
this
me.
Is the correct.
But I just felt like it was said. My perspective of it was me just being in a funny way, being like, "Oh, you always just pull the fucking cover up and never actually make the bed." And he,
as someone who knows and loves you, that's not how it would have been delivered.
I didn't want to say that.
Oh, fuck off, you too. Never, ever, ever dissecting my arguments on here ever again.
Do you think that you look me dead in my eyes right now, Fruits?
Yeah.
And tell me that you were literally like, "This is classic you, Ned. You didn't pull up the doona. Like, make the bed."
Maybe a bit more, tiny bit angrier than
that. Yeah, stinks of the
like
bit,
a little bit more anger. Yeah, a little bit, maybe more up. Maybe
we had a similar moment this morning when I said, "Could you please take the recycling down?" No, I said, "What did I say?"
I don't know.
Well, it's not even that memorable.
Yeah.
I said, "Can I? I'm going to take the recycling down and then stand
you." She goes. "Judge, do you think I should take the recycling down?" And I said, "If you want me to take the recycling down, just fucking man up and say it. Don't
no,
do that
No, because if I say it, then you're like,
no. Do you know what we have girls have? Don't you reckon it's like an automatic thing that like I don't even realize sometimes what I'm saying? It's sort of just like a reflux of just wanting to say it to Eddie.
A reflex?
But reflux yes. works.
But I could say acid
you
reflux.
You can say reflux,
yeah, okay.
Reflex.
I was going to say reflux is like I'm going to be using that. It's like reflux. It's like you can't stop. You just can't
stop yourself. I can't stop it.
Well, that's where like, yeah, I think that I think that the best way to approach that is sometimes you've just got to push back.
But I maybe need to be more subconsciously knowing what
but
I'm
yeah,
saying.
Yeah, maybe, but like that's also, if it's party, it's partier.
Yeah.
Like last night, that you lit a candle and had it in bed and then you were reading in bed. You're like, "Judge, could you blow out the candle?" And I'm like, "This one's on you, buddy. I didn't remember lighting a candle.
Yeah.
I didn't remember lighting the candle. It's over there." I'm like, "Am I going to get up and blow out the candle?"
You were one second away from it.
I told Eddie last night to put the incense on and he goes, "I don't know how to do that."
That's a big cop out.
So we all have our ups and downs.
Little idiosyncrasies.
Yeah.
I agree.
But no, anyway, I don't know what we got into just talking about our morning, but we had an exciting weekend.
I think there was an element of both you in there.
Yes. We're both very stubborn as well. But I'm trying to be more open these days to other people's opinions.
I love that for you.
Especially.
As your husband.
Yeah, probably the most important. Yeah. Yeah, no, I'm with you.
Okay. Great way. Anyway, but no, weekend was fabulous. We had a big weekend.
We did. Always. What were your thoughts on the wedding?
Unreal.
How amazing was it?
It was fucking awesome.
Sydney wedding, very underrated.
Rare. Very rare.
House wedding. I always wanted a wedding at a house. Yeah. I don't have a house like that, so I couldn't do it.
The house was... So we had it was Miss Double Bay's wedding. We had the ceremony at her house, which like has a massive pool and overlooks the Harbour Bridge.
Which is
so beautiful. And what would you say the vibe of the setup was?
Barbie house,
agreed.
I felt like I was in like Palm Springs / Barbie.
Mm.
What would you say, Jaren?
Like 1980s Malibu.
Yeah.
Oh, fuck you know? Yeah. Let's go.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And it was very fresh, very lucky with the weather too.
Oh, I know. That must be a sign. All like week it was like rain, rain, rain. And then we got there and it was like the best weekend ever. And as the recovery, you guys had just left, I think, before.
Yeah,
as we were leaving, it started raining just bam as we were walking out.
It was
out.
The perfect way for them to get everyone
the fuck
out as well.
Everyone was like dancing under that tarpaulin by the end.
That was, the music was so good.
The music was good. They played my favorite song and remix, Unwritten.
Yeah, I've got the remix this morning.
That's so weird. You sent a video of someone singing that to Eddie, being like, "This is such..."
Yeah. I did Heist to get that in.
And I go, that's my favourite song. He goes, yeah.
Yeah. Well, don't watch this because it will ruin it.
I felt
what
that.
Was it?
Oh, okay. It's fine later. Anyway, yeah, it's okay. Funny though. Yeah. It was just timing.
I just saw it.
I've been crapping on about that song to Eddie. I put it on when we were getting ready for the wedding really loud and Eddie was actually getting into it though. He was singing it.
Because that song's a fucking banger.
It is a banger.
And it has nostalgic value.
100%.
Because it was the Hills back in fucking...
Yeah.
Like that was the theme
that
song.
That was their theme song. And then it's had a reinvention with the movie we went and saw with Sydney Sweeney.
Yeah. That was so that good.
With Glenn Powell.
Yeah. They have it as their like song in the movie and now it's like had a real comeback.
Sydney Sweeney's got a lot of go about her.
Yeah.
She's Why? Fucking hot.
She has tremendous eyes. Huge eyes. And I've seen them out.
Yeah.
Her eyes, obviously, when she's not wearing glasses. And they sit very well.
Oh, very. Oh, sorry, guys. Mixed
you have not seen them in the flesh.
Yeah.
You've met her.
No.
Steph getting worried.
Out in on her, like, show.
Oh, but you haven't seen them completely out.
Why? Yeah. What have you seen them out?
Like,
where?
There's no nudes going around of her.
Yes, there are.
What?
Dude, there's like...
Oh, I'm confused.
She's got
now.
Like this full fuck... She was in this show. There's like a full sex scene of like a dude going down on her and he's like grabbing her tits and stuff.
You mean the show you like?
Euphoria.
Yeah. Was that what she in?
Well, that
you
was
would
she
have
in?
Seen that too then.
Washoku.
You would have seen that, surely.
Yeah, I don't remember it.
Yeah, I do.
I would not
Millie Willies? Yes.
Not Millie.
This is what happens when we've had a silly weekend. Look,
sorry, guys. It has been a bit of a belter.
I will say in that
you.
Movie, though, I couldn't help but stare at her.
Yeah, they sit really well.
It was even for a female, it was very hard not to look at.
Yeah, she's super sexy.
Yeah.
Do you think she's had a really natural breast lift?
I don't know.
Because my boobs do not sit like that.
Yes, they do.
Oh, don't be like that.
Yes, they do, mate.
Fishing.
Yeah. You're evil when you're scat.
No, I'm not. I can pick you from a mile away. I know exactly what you're doing. What and I'm not here to play games, guys.
What have you guys been doing today?
Two fists of fuck all.
Nothing.
To be honest.
At all.
I went and got my ring resized. I went and picked up my ring.
Let's see. So you resized it.
Yeah.
You know, don't you reckon it's a bit etched thinking about it? Because they actually fully get like and burn it like a Bunsen burner.
Yeah.
Don't you reckon watching that you would have been like, no.
Yeah. Melt the metal down.
But it looks much so better. Good. And it only took like 4 days.
Yeah, it was good.
And they cleaned it, which I love.
It looks really good.
I love it.
It's so sexy, Judge.
Thanks, bro.
Anyway, we've gone off track. And Judge, I don't know if you need to leave. Let us know when you need to leave.
Yeah, let us know when you need to leave. But what were your highlights from the weekend?
My highlights from the weekend were the wedding.
Yep.
Clearly.
Claudia's
swimming
dad.
Swimming in the pool at the recovery. Claudia's dad's at the ledge. To be honest with you, the fact that on the recovery it was so fresh and the sun was out and that pool was so delightful, and then but no one had made the first step to like going in the pool. Everyone's standing around.
I saw that.
Someone needs to make the first step. And then Eddie and Mallet and I just said, if we make this as an executive decision all together and we all go in together
as the boys,
people will feel more comfortable. And then we did it.
That's amazing.
And it felt good.
You know what?
Eddie was just drilling piss in the pool, glass in the pool.
It's very shallow as well.
Yeah.
Perfect.
There was also an open bar, which I loved.
Yep.
And they had plant water.
Which I really got around.
Reminds me of you.
Yeah, I'm obsessed with plant water. It's so good.
I think that's the first time I've had it. And I was like, I want a heap of this plant water.
I went through a phase in COVID where I'd get it delivered to the house.
Yes.
That's right.
Do you remember that?
Yeah, I do.
That was my
it's
that
fizzy.
Was one of my fads.
I didn't know it was fizzy.
That's a sparkling one. That must be a new one.
Okay.
That must be a new one.
But what else? I thought the DJs were hilarious.
Oh, that was funny. I want to say something funny with the boys. They were all like loving it. And like we were all sitting down having like the reception dinner at the restaurant and the guys were like being really silly on the instruments and whatnot. They kept doing all those fucked up sounds and it was funny. And I was finding it, you know, laughing. And then like some of the boys were like reacting and like G'ing it up. And then all of a sudden a light switched and then all the boys were hating on it. Did you notice that?
Yes, I did.
Like,
I saw
like,
one of them.
Shut up.
I did. I saw one of the blokes. He was pointing at me, going, pointing, and then doing the cut.
Yeah.
Stop it. You, stop it.
They got really irritated all of a sudden. They couldn't deal with it.
The DJs made it like they did like a ba-dum-tsh sound effect to one of the gags, and everyone was like, oh, that was a great little addition. And then because they got a good laugh out of it, they then just went way overboard and started gags, kept doing, and then everyone was like, righto, I think that was good enough. And then they kept going, so people were like, hey, you've got to just shut up.
I think they were doing it in the dad speech, which I think was like doing the like foghorn sound while he was speaking.
Yeah.
I think they were really pissed.
I think they were very...
They were on their way. I think there was a few things going on. But I thought
they were great.
I thought they were funny.
Yeah, I thought they were funny.
They were entertaining. Because usually it's like the same people you kind of see at those things. And I don't know where Miss Double Bay pulled them from.
They were amazing. The table setting was also amazing. You got to wrap it up.
See, Dutchie, have fun. Love you both.
At your sauna sesh.
Stay so fresh and fun and fancy.
Well, you'll feel very fresh after.
Afterwards, I will feel fresh.
Yeah, I'm jealous.
All right.
Let us know how you go.
Bye.
I'm recommending something before I leave on the end of a pod.
I stink of that perfume you sprayed all over.
I'm going to go in public with me smelling of it. Richmond Osmond's Thursday Murder Club book series. I've just read the first one. It's fucking off its head. Great murder mystery. It's about four old geriatrics living in a nursing home that end up solving murders.
Oh.
Very funnily written. Great storytelling. Huge twists.
Okay. Have you watched Murders in the Building?
I've seen like the first couple episodes and it's like it. Yeah. With Selena Gomez and
It's got Steve Martin and stuff. Short. Yeah.
I love those guys. Yeah.
Just reminded me of that
for a minute. I should start watching that again.
Yeah, it's good, easy.
But that's my recommendation.
Thank you, Jachi. Bye.
Judge, you want to recommend the sauna ice bath as well?
It's called Extra Sauna Ice Baths, EXTRA.
Membership prices?
I believe around $24 to $25 per week.
$24.95.
Sly.
Sly Queens.
Cute. Bye.
Bye.
Bye, Queens.
Okay. Well, he's gone.
Guys, I'm sipping on this new thing that Steph is like obsessed with.
And it's called, it's not that, I don't know if it's that new. It's probably been around for a year, maybe.
Ikari,
and it's so fucking good. And you might have seen it on like TikTok and Instagram. I feel like people are going crazy about the sleep one. I didn't get the sleep one. I got the Perform Energized Boost.
You can have some of my sleep one though if you want to have a sample.
That's nice of you. But I won't take that from you because I know sleep's a hard one for you.
Yeah, not anymore.
Really?
Not anymore.
Oh, touch wood. What do you mean? How just from different is it?
Just like I sleep now. It's not like
you go to sleep as soon as you take it?
Yeah. It's like I've never had anything like it. And I just like, I feel like powders just make me want to throw up.
I have magnesium before bed, but it kind of can be like, I don't know if it's for sleep. It's just more relaxing your muscles and nervous system.
I don't love magnesium.
Yeah, I have it in the day.
That has magnesium in it, the other one, but it has something else in it too.
This one has a heap of shit in it. Biotin. Biotin's good for hair.
It's so good and it tastes like lolly water.
I know, it does. Anyway, I just thought that's our little record already. God, we're going all over the shop today. But, so weekend we're just going to go back to the wedding.
Yeah, what else?
What did you take from it that you wanted to have at your wedding?
I literally am pretty much doing exactly what she's doing, but in the Gold Coast.
Yeah.
Like I love the idea of the ceremony at a private house and I liked.
Have you got a house yet?
No. Nah.
Yeah.
I've still got
it. Are there many options around or not for weddings?
There's a few. I've got to work that out.
Yeah. Oh. I always feel like people are so strict with renting houses out.
I know.
There's obviously.
But I reckon. I somehow just think it's all going to be sweet.
No, I'm not saying that at all. I'm saying like I've usually just avoided even looking, but there's always a house that is obviously catered for events because you see people do it.
Yeah.
So, you know.
I think Rick Shaw's the chick recommended a few. I loved private house.
Yep.
Pool would be ideal.
I know.
Amazing weather.
For you, yeah.
Drinks. I loved how they had the drinks flowing. Yes, this photographer that was at the wedding, he takes a photo of everything on your phone.
Like literally ask you, you know, when you like have all, you don't usually see the wedding photos. So he's always like, oh, let me take some photos on your like camera or whatever and takes like 20. And he's like, you sure you like them?
He knows your angles, which is what you want.
I'm not really used to even having anyone offer to do that in general.
No, neither.
It's always a thing that I'd go through a wedding and I wouldn't even have that many photos of myself. I just take heaps of the fucking...
The ambiance.
Yeah, the ambiance and just the vibe, you know.
I got quite a few on my new phone, but I think that like I thought they were nice at the time, and now I'm looking back on them, I'm like,
I've got heaps. I've got two more posts to do still. I've got so many fucking photos.
You've got, you're doing
I was just flashing away.
You're doing a triple threat?
Yep.
Fuck yeah.
I reckon.
Do Why it. Not? Why fuck not? It. You looked hot.
Yeah, fuck it. But no, it was a good time. No, let's. Around.
We also had Maddie's event. The
That's
night
what I was
before.
Gonna go. We yep. had Thursday, so it started Thursday. We had quite a short week in the end. So we had Maddie Gillard's jewelry collaboration with Noah the Label.
Lots of fun.
Which was fun at the Centennial. And we got to have a really beautiful dinner and drinks.
Yeah, I loved that.
It was nice. I got to see all her new jewelry, which is like you can shop now on there, on the website
yes,
there.
We'll put it on
it's
the
like big chunky silver kind of. Oh, they've got gold as well, but it's more like statement pieces I'd probably yeah. say they are.
I would say like what the jewelry that's really trending now.
Mm. Yeah, it's chunky. Not your everyday more. It's probably more like going out.
Statement pieces.
Yeah.
In silver and gold.
And Steffi went out after. You've had a big weekend.
Yeah.
You've done well.
Mm, would you say well?
Yeah, you've got up every day and gone again.
Yeah.
It's pretty impressive.
Yeah, I'm
any tears or anything?
No tears. Mm, that nice. Will come tomorrow.
Tomorrow or Wednesday? No, Tuesday. It's pretty bad.
Probably
actually.
Tomorrow, yeah. But
how is Shell House, by the way, after?
It's really
vibe
fun.
In the city on that on the
Huge
Thursday?
Huge vibe.
Yeah.
It's just a vibe in general there. But no, it wasn't pumping, but no. It was like it's just like a beautiful outlook in the
city.
I know,
it's so pretty.
And it was like kind of raining and it felt really romantic and cute.
New York energy?
Yeah, it was like New York energy.
I think so. You got the lift and you're like, wow, where am I?
Yeah, New York energy. That's where we had your hens. But I hadn't been up the top level.
Oh, is there all up the stairs?
That's where we were, up the stairs.
Okay, because I went back for dinner the other day and I was like, fuck, it's so weird. I actually haven't been here for dinner other than my hens. And I sat around more on that level, but around the corner.
Oh, that level it's really cute. Around the corner.
And there's a veranda you can sit outside. Oh, yeah. It's quite a vibe. The city's like coming back. There's heaps of new cool places that I've been loving.
Well, a couple people from Shell House went to Caterpillar.
That's where I
want to
go. It looks sick. We should go there.
What does it look like?
It's so cool inside.
Is it a
it's
bit
like a late night club. It's open till 3 or 4 a.m. or something.
Is it a bit trendy though?
Trendy. And I did Lafitte the other day.
Like
which was
too
really
trendy?
Cool. No.
Okay.
It's like a New York City, like, underground kind of, like, cocktail club lounge thing.
So it's called
Caterpillar Lounge or something? Caterpillar Club?
Caterpillar Club. Hold on, let me look.
There's heaps of cool places. And then,
okay, we're going to recommend the Caterpillar. Oh, yeah, that does look really trendy.
And then Lafitte.
That steak looks good
as well.
Oh, yeah, Lafitte.
Went there
is
the other
amazing?
Night, and that's so cool. There's so many different areas. It's fucking huge, and it's such a vibe. You can go and have, like, a drink at the front bar, or you can have, like, a nice dinner. Yummy food.
Is it hard to get into?
No, we ended up booking maybe two nights before. And then Clam Bar I tried the other day too. It's
wow.
confusing. Shell House Clam Bar,
You've
but
been,
that one's sick. So
what
that's
would be
like,
your top? It's really hard for me to do stuff in the week,
yeah,
obviously.
Yeah, no, because you've got tutoring.
Yeah.
I don't know. They're all different. They're all very old. I feel like this old school vintage energy is coming back in the city.
Big time.
And it's really cool. So you feel like you kind of take a step back in time with all the interiors. It's all very like maybe coming more from like it's very old school. It's New York feeling in all of them. Very.
Like
New York
a bit
bars.
Of a cursive font.
Yes. A bit of like, oh, I know. And it's all like oysters and martinis and like really nice meat. It's like that French influence in there too.
Yeah. A nice steak.
Love all the steaks have been fucking good. And it's just nice. I don't know. I love our city. Like it's a good energy in there, don't you think?
I love Sydney. Guys, sorry the audio cut out, but we're back.
Yep, we're back.
This episode's a bit chaotic, isn't it?
Because we're chaotic in the brain. What were we talking about? Oh, we're talking about the city and you went into the Shell House, but we were just recommending some gorgeous places in the city for people to go out to dinner.
Yes.
I've been really just like ticking through them lately.
Yeah, you've been really like going through it. Anywhere else? I have nothing to report.
Where else at the moment? I'm just liking the city. I'm trying to think if there's been anything around this area. I really want to try out that new Japanese in Surry Hills. It's like Japanese-Italian fusion.
Japanese-Italian.
I kind of. It's been on Instagram. I've got the name, but I'll put it in the notes. That looks really cool. Also, Queen Street Italian looks like they've done it up. Have you seen photos of that? Looks
no,
really cute.
No.
It's like a pizza, like oven place. Like they've done a pizza oven kind of and done it all up.
Oh, I love pizza ovens.
So I want to do that.
I'm also randomly going to recommend Queen Chow.
Oh, yeah, Queen Chow. Yeah.
That was good. We went there for a bridesmaid's lunch. Shout out to...
Queen Chow's a vibe. On Manly, you mean?
Yeah, in Manly. Yeah. We went there for Rommies.
Used to go there when I was in Northside.
Yeah, it's really nice. I've only been there like twice. Yeah,
what did you have, fried rice?
We had fried rice. We had truffle spring rolls, which were really, really good. Really good. Yeah. But Gemma and Arabella are big fans of the podcast, and I said I'd shout them out.
Oh, shout out.
Love you guys. Hey.
Anyway, but back to the weekend. It was fun. It was good times, good classic hits.
Yes.
I don't have another wedding now till like September. Oh, you've got one coming up.
Oh, I have a few.
Yeah.
I've got two more and then I'm done.
Yeah, I've got one.
Whose is in September?
Hamish and Talia.
Oh, that will be nice. Where are they getting married? This is Hunter Eddie's Valley. Brother.
Hunter Valley. We're doing another Hunter Valley. That's two in a year, in one year.
I've got one. I've got Josh's brother.
Yeah, you've got that in the Hunter Valley.
Where are they doing theirs?
Can't remember the name.
Okay.
It's like a newish venue. I hadn't heard of it before. It's cool. Yeah, right. It's like a big property. No, so we've got a few things going on. But like, look, I don't know why we've come around to talking about other people's weddings. You were just talking about them.
I'm trying to think if there was any more like funny shit that happened. I feel like it was a drama-free night.
I know. Yeah, Ruby was asking for goss and I'm like, no. But like I wouldn't probably tell it on this though anyway.
No, but there wasn't really. No, but as in like there wasn't any weird funny stories.
No.
It was just so much fun.
I'm trying to think if there was anything.
Claudia looked unbelievable. Yeah, she looked fun.
I loved how we got to walk like from, oh, you didn't do it, but we like – because Claudia's is so close to Catalina. It was so nice walking along the beach. I know you didn't do that, but like I was saying, it was nice not to get in a bus or a car.
Yeah.
Like I kind of liked it. Felt like so like you were, you know.
You're away.
Away or something.
Yeah. That dog beach is wasn't my energy.
Not your energy?
I just wanted to be in the car on the way
there. I did get
there.
Sandy little feet, but Eddie helped me wipe them.
Yeah, like where were you going to wipe?
No.
Oh, you could have put them in the ocean on the boat ramp.
Yeah, no, I wiped them off. Anyway, that was fun. And then I'm trying to think. Then yesterday I literally, we both had like days on the couch.
Yeah.
I think I ate a fuckload. I wasn't even hungover, but I just like love Sunday for just like ordering Uber Eats and eating.
Yeah.
We actually tried a new, I went to randomly to Annandale. I don't know.
You went to Annandale yesterday?
Like near Balmain. It's like 12 minutes away or whatever, like it's close. But I was like, I wanted to try this cafe, but it was close. So then I went to this other random cafe, walk the dog, and it was actually quite fun. It reminded me, you know, Bump is like filmed around there.
Yeah,
so
yeah,
I was like
yeah.
loving walking around and be like, oh my God, I reckon this is where the tree scene's filmed. Eddie's like, shut up. Walk the dog and I just ate heaps of food there.
What did you eat?
I got this like really yummy egg dish, like it was from this cafe. It was like an egg and pomegranate and like feta and stuff. It was really good.
Yum.
Came home, little L's represent like 2 hours later. And then a few hours later as well, then I got like pasta and focaccia.
I did this is going to be a Recco vibe. I did – what's that place in Bondi? I used to be obsessed with it, Thai.
Oh, the one on the corner there?
Yeah.
What is – I used to go there all the time.
Not rice.
Bang, it's not bang.
Bangkok Bites.
Bangkok Bites. No, I nearly got it. I was like, bang, bang.
That was so fucking yummy.
That is great. They've got huge servings.
Have you been to the new Messina Bakery?
I want to try that.
Oh.
Did you go?
I've eaten from there, yes.
Okay, because I got it. I saved it. Literally, that's so weird. You
it
said that on Sunday.
It was a tiramisu croissant.
Yum.
Croissant?
Because I can just walk there.
Yeah, yeah. I'm pretty limited around here.
Yeah. Well, now you're in Darling. You moved back into the office. Why don't you tell everyone?
Oh, yeah. Hi, everyone. I've moved back into the office. Hi, guys. It's I now. Back. Oh, yeah. Guys. So I'm back working in the office.
Is it different?
Yeah, it is a little bit different. I love it though. I'd tell you what, I'd love the increased productivity.
Why are you holding your tit like that?
I've been holding them
you
the whole time.
You keep squeezing them.
I know, I can't help it. I always squeeze them. It's really, it's like
you're
a
going
tick.
Like this. I don't like feeling mine. Mine feel lumpy. I know that's
it's like
not.
A tick that I have.
Yeah, you're really like, it's like a stress ball for you.
Yeah. Do you know what I've noticed? You know, oh, I've ripped my whole singlet.
Yeah, my fucking dragging your tits down so much.
You know when I watched the podcast back,
the
video, we're both like I just thought you were a fidgeter, but I'm a fidgeter too.
Yeah, I fidget. I probably need something to hold.
You need a fidget stick. But basically back to me.
Yeah.
Liaisons is back pumping.
thought you were going to say Leanne. I was like,
Leanne is also pumping.
Yeah, cool. Liaisons is doing well. Are you still signed up to the
newsletter? Yes. So from my desk, I used to have a vantage point straight out to where we used to sit.
Yes.
And there have been a couple girls that have come out just chilling on their break.
Naked?
No naked girls, but we'll warm up to that.
Tits out at least?
No tits out.
Boring.
Potentially using illicit drugs though.
Oh, yeah.
From what I can gather.
There's a bit of drugs going on there. Yeah. Hopefully no police officers listen to this.
No. Judge's brothers, turn it off.
What up?
That's hearsay.
Let the girlies have a time in there. Come on.
Yeah, please. They're doing God's work in there.
So what's goss in there at the moment then?
So
liaisons I'm talking about, not
liaisons pilot. Is like there's just a lot of activity going on. You know, when we were there, they kind of like didn't come out as much.
Oh, they did at the start. We had a lot of drama at the start.
At the start, but then they stopped.
Because a kid, we think it was, a what's kid his name? Was kid lasering. Was lasering them at night.
Yeah. Which would be terrifying. Which
fucking ruined everything for us. I was so off that.
I know.
Like so angry about that.
I just think it's crazy like how there's obviously a back entrance to liaisons where like if I was going there, I would hopefully use that entrance.
No one uses that.
No, there's been a few people using it lately. And I'm just like as you're walking, like no one's quite realized that there's like 7 to 10 floors of office space directly above that can
because they're
down.
Really tinted. Have you noticed that?
They're really so tinted, dry. But that doesn't.
I know, but you don't really think. Don't you reckon when you look at a tinted window, you don't really. If you can't see a person's face, you don't really think about it.
Yeah. So that's I think how I just, feel when I pick my nose in the car.
Yeah. Do you have tinted windows?
No, but I just feel like no one can see.
Seriously tinted. I could do anything in there.
Really?
Like when what I'm driving, pick my nose.
Do you love it?
Yes. Sorry, Eddie.
Where do you flick them out the window?
I'm like under the seat person sometimes, but that's gross. And I've learned that that's just annoying because then it's gross.
It's gross. Yeah. I think it's just like a not in the car moment.
No. And when it's a clean car, I tend to just avoid it. You're like, ooh, maybe not. Yeah. You know?
Just
but I
would
flick a soggy one out.
Yeah, just like none.
Yeah.
Just none just in the stop. Car.
But no, liaisons, yeah. Liaisons was a thing when I was there. I have like that weird video of that chick, remember?
Yeah, yeah.
Naked stretching.
Yeah, she just put fake tan on.
Maybe this is a sign that you could maybe be in on getting someone on the podcast in there because you've gone back.
Yes.
Surely you could run into someone and have a chat. I feel like, yeah, I don't know.
Maybe my hens could be there.
Yes.
And that could be the opening.
Is that a hint? Okay.
Write that down. I don't think I'd do my hens at liaisons, but I'd pay a lot of money
pretty
to
nice
get in
there. Rooms there, though.
I know. They have had a reno.
That would be your dream, actually, if I was like, look, I booked out the whole of liaisons and we're just going to go fucking party. We've got a few girls attending.
I just want the girls there to have fun.
Naked, but no, they're serving.
They can be naked and they can be serving, but I don't want them doing any dances.
Either way, obviously we won't do liaisons, but I could get, you know how like I know a dad, they're going to be listening to the podcast and they know who I'm talking about, but they had naked servers at their parents' party, like women. They were fully naked.
Oh, yeah.
You would like that. I'm going to ask them where they got them
from. Yeah, I would like that. I really appreciate the female body.
Would you like that?
I would like that. I was actually chatting to Sarah about doing a house.
That's what I mean. I know the house. Yeah.
And look, that.
I've got it. Yeah.
You know, did she say Love Island?
No. What do you mean Love Island?
Love Island themed.
Really?
You don't like that.
Why do you want to dress up? But what would you dress up as?
Like everyone dresses in their bikinis and heels and you do like walk-ins and then you speak to the camera and do like a.
So you want like games like that?
I want games. I want penis straws. I want as tacky as
naked
it comes.
Naked servers. Well, I just thought the naked servers was a good
naked
one.
Naked servers is unbelievable.
Yeah, I'm gonna message my contact.
Please do.
Yeah.
Naked servers. That's a really good idea.
I wish I did that as a surprise. That would have been so good. You would have been shook.
I would have been like, I would have been like, guys, I swear I'm normal. I've just been dropped on my head as a child.
No, you just had a cone head as a child.
I just had a cone. I just didn't want to come into this world and got stuck.
Back on the office thing really quickly though, do you have any new friends?
Only Ben.
But he's not new.
Yeah, he's an old friend. So no new friends because there's no new friends to actually – Here we go. There are two girls that are in there that are younger than us, and it's like they're us.
And were you like, no?
I was like, no, girls.
Are they pretty?
Yeah, they are pretty. They're really pretty.
Oh, she's winking at me weird.
That's no, I'm not. No. No, they actually are really pretty. But yes.
That's it. Yes. You've been upstairs much? Is Nimble still there and stuff?
Yeah, Nimble's still there.
PR company downstairs still there?
No.
Oh. Who's in the back room now there? That big room at the back?
Like a finance company.
Oh, really? Okay. So
but
who's in our office?
The two new girls.
Oh, they're in there.
Oh, no, they're – wait.
Are they?
Yeah, they are. They're in our office.
What do they do?
They do social media. That's no, why they, I said. Oh,
that, you could have extended it.
I did, but you were like no, looking were, at me weird and I was like.
No, you were like, oh, the two girls remind me of us and then that's
yeah, yeah, because their agency is a social media agency.
That's fucking weird.
How weird is that?
Are they blonde?
They're both blonde. Swear to God. And they're literally, it feels like, you know, Sex in the City where that like young chick comes in and she's like taking over.
Yes.
It felt like that.
So you felt intimidated
like I felt
a
like
bit?
I was passing the baton.
Oh, so you felt, baton. Yeah, not intimidated, just like.
I haven't spoken. I haven't released the freak of myself yet. I've only just said hello to them. Because they're in their office, you know?
Yeah, they don't want to talk to you.
No, they don't want to talk to me. I'm an old fuck.
Yeah,
I just
like, who's this chick with glasses in here tutoring?
I actually do wear glasses sometimes. Blue light.
I need to get them. Do you like them?
Yeah, I love them.
So I need to get the blue light because I feel like I do get a bit like glassy eyed.
Yeah, well, on that note, how's the Kalilia
Paulini yes,
rebrand going? Where are you
doing
at?
Well, I've actually got Flea Flea doing a big drawing for me.
Fuck yeah.
I'm really excited for that. He's building my Cornelia dream house. That's going to be my big thing.
He's
on the website.
So talented.
And then I've got a branding chick. She's doing that. She's
do I know her?
No, I don't know them. I just found them like I always
find on Insta. Yeah,
shit.
Nice.
Yeah. And they're doing like just revamping. As I was saying to her, like, I just wanted, like, a revamp because I want to go into, like, other pieces, which I've told you about.
I love.
And I also don't think the beach retro themes me anymore.
Okay,
so
that's
I'm just,
fine.
Like, elevating it a bit. I
are
want
you
going to
keep it quite basic so that you don't change
no,
it?
I want to make it more like what
I... What's your vibe?
My vibe is, like, you know, like, old school, like... match packets and stuff and like hotels in York and stuff with the cursive writing all that kind of like old school branding.
Yes.
I think from traveling and I kept heaps of like hotel like stuff like cards, merch.
I was
going to say but it's not merch. And like I've kept it all in a box. So I kind of was looking at it the other day and I'm like kind of really want to like do that kind of look. Like I feel like more like you're in like a nice hotel with like nice branding, like the running writing and the mix of old. I feel like that's coming in again, that kind of. And it was like, that's Cornelia though.
So weird. That's what I have for my mood board for my tutoring thing, which is weird.
That's weird. We're like talking to each other. So it's sort of sticking
with
the
same. We might
have
to stock the space with Cornelia glassware.
Literally.
My tutoring space.
Yes.
Like I want it to be really cool.
It would just be like vintage, like you know, like Beverly Hills Hotel vibe. But my biggest inspo was that Palm Beach Colony Hotel. Have you seen that? I've never stayed there, but I've just got it saved as like a dream place I want to stay.
Okay. That's going
look
on the
up.
List.
Yeah.
Mine
I'm
was,
giving away a bit, but like.
Yeah don't
yours?
Give too
you've
much
given,
away.
You've shown me yours though. Yours is a bit more aesthetically like fun, pleasing,
dreamy
more.
Mine's more my inspo for the whole thing has been Bully, the French
oh
brand.
Yeah that's yeah that's like a combo of what I'm doing but more you'd get it if it's like hotel stuff
well
more, yeah.
When's
we'll
it
get.
Launching when can the people
oh, God,
expect
I don't know.
It
well I'm just getting that all done I feel like it'll take a few weeks to get like a new logo and stuff
yeah
like she's only just sent the other revised like mood board back and then Flea Flea will be 2 to 4 weeks doing it because he's building like my dream Cornelia house
like your Barbie dream house but Cornelia
yes.
He's so talented.
That's why I was like, I want that.
Yeah, he did a drawing for me. It's
yeah,
really
cute.
I need to get that framed. It's not cute, actually. It's amazing.
And then I have to get the website done. So that will be the next third step.
But you're still online and selling shit.
Online, but I'm just like...
Not pushing it.
Because I'm just waiting because I want to like get all this new stuff. I just don't... Like everything's there. I'm doing a bit of hire out stuff and that's
Yeah.
But like I'd rather just concentrate on really getting it in place, ready to go, you know?
The branding. Yeah. I think that's good. I think the lesson for both of us is a good outsource moment.
I know, and things take time, so just slow down.
Slow down. It's
like, you know.
Trust the process.
And I'm trusting the process now. I feel like I just had a really weird moment where I'm like, fuck, light bulb moment. Like, I've got the best idea for like the website and branding. And then it just like
flew. And then it came.
Because I was sort of like, I don't know what I want to do. You know, when you're just like feeling a bit like, nah.
Yes.
And then I just, I think traveling helps a lot. I
know not everyone can do that. Yeah, it sparks your creativity.
But it does spark it, and bringing things back, like keeping things from your trip. You know,
agreed.
That you loved and it makes like you feel happy. I like a
touch and feel.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like postcards or like things. I don't know. I always like keeping a lot of things from my trips.
I like, I'm really into poems and quotes.
Yeah.
I don't know if you've gone on our TikTok, but it's all just poems and quotes on the For You page.
Yeah, no. Have I been on your TikTok? Yeah, I don't know.
No, anyway. Like as in on the, I'm logged into the Collide.
Yeah, one. No, yeah. I'll see some weird shit.
You'll see some weird shit.
But then you see my weird shit. Mine's...
What's yours? Dogs?
Dogs and like...
Dogs are on mine.
Anyway, so yeah, that's that. I think the next will be rebranding Collide Goss. So that's my next...
That's step. Your next thing?
I've half done it. I just did a rushed thing of it just so it looks a bit nicer.
Yeah, it looks really good.
And just like have more photos of us on there, like nice photos. Yeah. Rather than like...
I like them as the background.
Like, you know, fun. And like I've got like the writing, all the templates and stuff done.
Yeah, they look really good. Thank you.
Thanks, Mariana Hewitt, kind of copied you.
Love you, bitch.
But no, fun times.
Any final words?
Recos, we did a lot of recos. I've got Akari.
Akari.
Restaurants, we did.
Guys, I'm looking for a bra.
My God, that's what I was going to say. In tomorrow, you need to go and get a fitting with that chick.
Oh my God, that's so weird. I saw that. Yes. You
need to go.
But I need a bra that I can wear. Yes, with I just got the strapless like that.
One. She's
Let's
got
see.
The, I don't have it on though.
But you're not wearing a bra right
No,
now.
Just got see? Delivered yeah. literally in a box today. And I was okay. like, I got
Okay, that. Tell me.
So you can go and book in, you can do it on Zoom. Like we've done it in COVID. That was the last time I did
yeah,
it. And I contacted and I was like, oh. I was like, yeah, I know this brand because we've got a few of their bras.
Yeah, they are really good. They fit really, really well. Good.
And they went, but you can actually go to like, you remember like I've talked about this because we've like laughed about it, but you because your mum didn't do it, but like mini miners things where you go to people's houses. And
Yeah.
So it's a bit like that. So you're in a person's house. Like I went to her house and she's like this beautiful mum. She was so nice. You'd love her. I stayed for like 3 or 4 hours because we were just chatting for so long. And she has like a really beautiful room set up with all, they've got clothes now and everything. And you do a full fitting with her and she styles you. She like styled all these outfits for me and was like, done. And I got all these new bras.
And is she employed by?
Intimo.
But is she an ambassador or that's
she's,
her like
no, she
job?
Works for her. I works for them as a stylist and that's how you like build up connections with people.
I love that.
So I send you her contact and you just book in for an appointment. And oh you go God, in and you have like 90 that. Minutes with her and she fits like the perfect bra and like basic tops for you if you want that too. And they're like, it's so fun.
Okay, I need to
it's
do that.
It's really nice. And immediately. It's good price point, everything. Like it's all beautiful quality. But I think all the bras are like 90 to 120. It's like good, like all right. Like and they're proper like bras, you know?
Yeah, because I need a bra where you wear a singlet like this and your boobs don't look saggy.
I think you'd get like they've got hectic strapless ones that are pretty nice.
Yeah, strapless
is
good.
I got that, which I can't believe. This is insane. I've never owned a strapless bra in my life.
Neither. I just
that's fucking weird.
Maddie Bullock's one.
That's weird from us.
Never.
Yeah.
I've never really bought bras.
Either. But now when I went there, I'm like, I fucking love these bras. I want to wear these all the time.
Yeah. And it's also nice to have sexy lingerie. Like when you've been with your partner for ages, it's good to do that. Yeah,
I'm going to go throw out all my old stuff now.
Yeah, I really want to do a huge chuck out too.
Anyway, but that's about it.
Okay, guys. I'm going to love and leave you.
Bye.
Sorry that this was a bit silly.